Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 5/25/2023. And I'll tell you what. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and Him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilences that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways, and they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against thy stone. And thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name, and he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to read also again. Right now, I'm going to read the 23rd Psalm. I'm hearing a lot of people talk with a little fear in their voice these days, and so I'm not trying to encourage that, but I'm trying to get you to look out for it, because dangerous stuff is ready to happen. But steel yourself up in the Lord, all right? Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven will take care of you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters, and he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Be ready to put on your full armor of God, and at the same time, put on your body armor as well. Now, I'm going to tell you what. It's just quite interesting. I want to deal with a couple stories here. Let's go to this. Let's go to the Chinese hackers. You know, all of a sudden, Chinese government has rejected assertion that it spies, blah, 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 blah. Well, apparently, they're all scared now of the Chinese hackers taking and going after us in Guam, our base in Guam, okay? And that the spies are going after, you know, our military targets, and supposedly the group called Volt Typhoon was the subject of an alert by cybersecurity intelligence agencies of the United States, Britain, and their close allies. So all of a sudden, we got a big whippy-doodle about Chinese hackers. Do you remember, you old-time listeners, the old-time Hawk listeners? and to the new ones, I'll just kind of repeat it, all right, is that back in 2004, I was used to tell you about all the people who tried to hack into my thing. And back then, I had the old, it was the old school stuff where you could punch in and say, trace this, and you could trace it in a zigzag all across the country where it hit every terminal and everything, and it finally ended up where the thing, the attack originated from. And back then, I was telling you about a lot of different things, but in terms of the Chinese, I was reporting every single, I used to stay up for hours at night and report every single attempt to hack into my, you know, computer and email and that kind of stuff, all right? I used to send every one of them to the Hackers World International and report the IP. Well, I sure got a whole heck of a lot of them from the federal government through a, what's that, triple whatever, whatever, I forget the name of the company, but, and then I got them from Nazi Germany, and I got them, oh, Nazi, yeah, then old Nazi Germany, got them from Stuttgart after I did a story on the boy who was down at Elohim City, Strassmeyer, when I was doing a discussion about that, who was involved with Oklahoma City, you call. And I started getting hack attempts, allegedly, from the Mercedes-Benz Corporation in Stuttgart, Germany, which is exactly where Andreas Strassmeyer was from, and apparently his daddy was a big wig or something in the government of Germany and that kind of stuff. So anyway, we had a whole lot of stuff like that. But on the Chinese, I was reporting, I was naming on air back then certain IP numbers. I would name like 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 10 of them. But there were hundreds and hundreds. Actually, there were thousands from the Chinese back in 2004. And I would send all of them up. I literally sent every single one up to Hackers World International of all the attempts that were on me. And I also tracked it down. Several different places. A lot of times I would look at the where they came and I would do the zigzag and see exactly where it came from and all that. And I kept getting the Beijing train station, Beijing, China train station. Well, there's apparently a huge building with about like, oh, I don't know, maybe 10 back then, 10,000 or more Red Chinese army, Red Chinese military, doing nothing but doing hacking back then. If you remember in the interim between then and now, you'll also remember that the Red Chinese stole all of the personnel files of the United States government, including all of the FBI files, the CIA files, the NSA files, the military files, the DIA, the EI, EIOs, the OSI, AFOSI, the O, the Army Intelligence, the G2, all of the different stuff, you know, all of them, all right? ONI, Marine Corps Intelligence, they had all of it, including all your above top secret missions and your entire thing, your health charts, all your stuff. They stole all of that years ago. Then they also got in, as I recall, if I'm recalling it correctly, I believe they took almost all the Social Security information. And then they took almost all of the insurance information from, oh, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 of the largest insurance companies in the United States. So the Red Chinese have been doing that all along. And just now we have a concern about, oh, boy, the Red Chinese hackers, you know. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You know, they had a little thing at Dayton, but supposedly there's a cyber command in Dayton at Wright-Patt. But they had a little blow up today, a little evac, supposedly because of a discharge or a fire alarm went off on some kind of discharge out of a hospital there. You know, something came out of the pipe or whatever it was, and it was a short evacuation. And supposedly that's all clear now. But I'm going to tell you what, there's cyber people up there. But if you also recall, and I reported on this years ago too, I've been on the air almost 19 years now. In June, it will be 19 years. And I remember this stuff. But you see, nobody else can remember it at the national level. They may not have ever knew it. Congress sure doesn't know it. And the hairspray people, the hairspray heads on ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, and Fox, and all of them, they don't have a clue. Most of the politicians don't have a clue. They keep talking about this Chinese balloon, you know, back months ago, like it was one off, as they say, one off, which is not proper grammar. One of how many? One of a jillion. And then they're still doing it. I got more information on the loonies about that today for you, too. But this red Chinese hacker, oh boy, well, at Dayton, where supposedly one of the cyber commands is for the U.S. military, supposed to be protecting us from all this crap. And I suppose they do some good in some cases, but here we go. But you know who they partnered up with back then? Do you remember? I reported on air. They got a partnership to help them in terms of preventing hacking and cyber, you know, attacks in space and whatever, you know, cyber attacks online. They partnered up with, what was it? You remember? Beijing University, which has a branch in Dayton, Ohio, just conveniently. Now, do you really think that Beijing University, with their Chinese alleged spies, is really there for wonderment and love of Central Ohio and the Midwest style of life? You really think that's what they're doing there? Oh, no. They're there to be wonderful partners with the federal government and the military to prevent hacking. Well, they're the ones doing the hacking. Of course, the United States does it as well. So, tit for tat, haka baka laka laka. You know, it just boggles my mind sometimes how stupid people are. But then the ones that are doing it, they ain't dumb, because they know how it's going to be perceived. They wear you out. They try to do it. What do they do to Hawk all the time? They make him look like Ron DeSantis. He blew the thing last night, right? Supposedly on Twitter. But that particular thing was probably because it was so huge, they could not handle the bandwidth. Even Twitter couldn't handle the bandwidth. Although that should have been foreseen. But on the other hand, somebody probably did a denial of service, DNS attack, where all computers in the world hit that thing and took it out to make DeSantis look like an idiot, all right? Because Biden would rather run against Trump because they could gin up the spirit against Trump, you see, and beat him they feel. But who knows? There's 15 different things. But meanwhile, we're talking about the presidential race. And quite frankly, we're getting ready from what the back channel stuff is. We're going to give F-16s through another country, but yes, F-16s to the Ukrainians. And apparently they're going to train them. No, they already have trained a large number of them apparently in about a 4 or 5 month period in the Phoenix area. You know, they take them down to that air base south of Phoenix there, where it's Sneaky Pete and all that stuff down there, and nobody knows what's going on. But we're getting ready, allegedly, to put B-61 nuclear bombs on the F-16s. It's nuclear weapons. They're going to give them to the Ukrainians. Where do you think the Ukrainians are going to drop them? Do you think that doesn't mean nuclear war? And we're just talking about a presidential race. And, oh, well, which one will be? Which horse you betting on? Well, I'll do about a buck. Oh, boy, boy, oh, boy. San Francisco Giants. Oh, bo, bo, bo. You know, versus the Royals or versus, you know, you see what I'm saying? It's like, oh, it's the Dodgers. Well, they've got the wonderful, drag queen nuns, you know. Abomination of desolation, perverting the cross and Jesus on the cross, and going after people, all Christians and all the Catholics, everything. And the Dodgers going to let them in? But this is not Cubs versus Cardinals or Braves versus, this one or that one or the other one, or it's not Cincinnati versus the Cubs, or, it's not that. This is pure stone cold evil. Now, the other thing. So anyway, you get to what I'm trying to tell you about the Red Chinese. They've been involved in this for so long. If you go back further than that, you go to Los Alamos, there was a certain software, remember, Promise, P-R-O-M-I-S, who they allegedly stole that from a firm in St. Louis that created it. It was something that you could track like thousands of different targets in the Justice Department all at the same time. You could then use that and track thousands of different targets in any kind of a database or any kind of a system and go all of that way. But the Promise software was sold, on the backside. What was the girlfriend of Epstein, Well, her daddy who owned all the newspapers and also was allegedly a Mossad agent or worked for Mossad, owned the newspapers in England. He used to sell that stuff on the side, and that software. And then there were different versions of it. Then there were versions that were sold by the U.S. Intelligence groups, Promise, P-R-O-M-I-S, sold to other foreign countries that gave them a trapdoor into all of their stuff. And then they couldn't find some other things out at Los Alamos, and there was a forest fire, remember? And then after the forest fire, they couldn't find stuff, and they looked around. Oh, they found some things behind the copying machine. It just happened to be things that were from three security checkpoints inside of a safe, a intelligence level top of the line safe that was there, and they found those behind the Xerox machine. Oh, somebody was just Xeroxing all this material. Ha ha. And then the guy who was the head of security or assistant head of security at that base was a Red Chinese scientist. Of course, he was just Chinese then, but then he took off on the lam and went to China, I believe, or tried to. You see, this has been going on so long. So therefore, what can you do? What you can do is to take care of your area of operation, your cul-de-sac, your street, your rural road, your 80 acres of land, or whatever it is you got, all right? Your apartment building, all right? Whatever it is you have, your 5-acre piece of property outside of town on the rural road, whatever it is you got, all right? Or your mountain cabin or your fish camp in the Louisiana or your fish or hunting camp in Tejas, all right? You can take care, if you choose to and you want to stay in the job, you can take care of the old railroad tracks and all the different chemical plants and all the different things that go up and down the old crossroads, Hats off to the good people down there. But whatever it is, ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to be able to control it at the macro level. I don't know what Trump's going to do. I don't know what DeSantis will do. I don't know what any of the other five or six of them will do. I don't know what Biden's going to do. He's going to hide in the basement, and they're going to lie for him, and everybody else will try to pump him up, and then somehow or another, they'll have to get a new vice president, Perhaps Hillary would be good, Hillary would be real good. She's affording herself the opportunity, It's just crazy. Now let's go to the, 30 tons? 30 tons, let's see here. Feds are now involved. 30 tons of explosive ammonium nitrate vanished into thin air on a 2-week rail shipment. 2 weeks from Wyoming to California. Why did it take 2 weeks? Why does it take 2 weeks to go from Wyoming to California? 60,000 pounds of chemical vanished during a 2-week journey from Cheyenne, Wyoming. That's Dyno Nobel, I believe, the company or whatever makes it, to Saltdale, California. Officials believe it leaked from a train car and that no criminal or malicious activity was involved. but haven't said whether the chemical has been found. Ammonium nitrate was used in the Oklahoma City bombing that killed 168 people in 95. Also responsible for other deadly explosions. Yes. This is out of the Daily Mail, which turns out to be the best newspaper. Comes out of London, but it turns out to be the best newspaper in America anymore. Anyway, shipment left manufacturing site of Dyno Nobel, an explosive manufacturer, on April 12th, and the report about the missing ammonium nitrate was made on May 10th. Oh, they didn't miss it till May 10th, and it left April 12th. So they're assuming it was a two-week journey? Well, I don't know. Possible routes. Now they're not sure about the possible routes of which way it went. Possible routes was Wyoming, apparently to Salt Lake, and then on into Nevada, and then down into California, and then down to Saltdale, which I believe is in the Mojave Desert. Now, that's why did that take 2 weeks to get there? I don't understand why it would take 2 weeks to get there. Even at 40 mile an hour, it wouldn't take 2 weeks. So now they're not sure about the route or any of that kind of stuff. Then they go into talking about Terry Nichols and all these things, about the Porter Bay route in Lebanon and all these deals. Then they show a Union Pacific train. But the one they're showing it is a train hauling bulk grain through Kansas. Well, why do they show that train instead of another train? All right. So then the discussion has been about the possibility of a false flag event, blame it on the, you know, the usual suspects, the white supremacist Christian disabled American veterans, right, who are also pro-life MAGA Catholics and, you know, all of this kind of stuff. So in terms of that, they're adding all this kind of stuff into the mix. Well, let me tell you this. It doesn't have to be that, but I'll tell you what I also know. Apparently, these information that I've gotten from trusted people that know somebody works in the railroad business, these hopper cars, these cars where they put a whole lot of stuff into them on a conveyor or whatever, they're notoriously real leaky. They're goofy, and a lot of the stuff inside's got holes in it and all the problems. But we're talking about, you know, a long journey, two-week journey. I don't know why it took 2 weeks. But the fact of the matter is these things do leak, but I don't think it leaks 60,000 pounds worth. And if it was as common as what apparently it possibly is, okay, and I don't think it's that common, but the fact that we have, ladies, understand the thing that we do have, a big story about it. And then if this happens all the time, we've never seen these stories in the past, although they say, oh, boy, those pellets are good, and people pick them up, and they use them on their lawns, and it's great fertilizer. Well, I'm sure it is, but a 30-ton shipment is a little bit much, okay? Now, it could be used for a, you know, some kind of a domestic terrorist, you know, false flag. You know, find the Timothy McVeigh, the Nichols, that kind of thing, or, you know, that kind of deal, which all of them allegedly work for the government, you know, some form or fashion. Maybe they can get some transgender types to come out of the North Face jackets long enough and drink a little of Bud Light and a little Miller Lite and a little of this and a little of that and wear their Target swimsuits. And then maybe they can get them to do something like that. MK Ultras. But it don't have to be that, because I'm going to tell you something. Under the Red China Joe, who allegedly took $1.45 billion through Hunter, don't you know that could be enough possibly to buy a presidency? But what I'm trying to say to you is this. We went back. Remember we told you these loony balloons are supposed to be blowing in the wind and blow across the country, aren't they? Well, why is the same loony balloon that we talked to you last week that went down to the border, why is it still off in Oklahoma somewhere? And now they've just launched another one out of, it's now west of Omaha. That would have been probably launched out of Raven Aerostar, South Dakota. But now, since we've been all talking about all this, I've got some info from the backside on that. Apparently, allegedly, a large portion, at least of the foreign activities of Raven Aerostar, was bought out by something called TCOM. TCOM's out of Maryland, TCOM, apparently, allegedly. They bought, allegedly, a portion of the Raven Aerostar balloons. Raven Aerostar was a DARPA, allegedly a DARPA off-the-shelf corporation. You didn't know the government can own corporations, but the intelligence world and the spook world has always had that. The DARPA is who invented these loony balloons with their big platforms and all this stuff. And then you remember they were Google balloons. Then it turns out Google was having a red Chinese company launch their balloons. And then they were then allegedly sending stuff back to the red Chinese. And we went through all that stuff when they were coming right on the direct line and timing wise with their ionic engine, which can just keep those balloons going around in a circle if you want. Or it can speed them up and go over here, go over there, and what have you. But the loony balloons allegedly were DARPA creations and all that through the iterations. Now, it just so happens that TCOM, they're into surveillance, you see. You know, surveillance solutions for the federal government, or the state. You know, permanent solutions, permanent surveillance or reoccurring surveillance. You can go to their website, TCOM. You'll see all that stuff. They're out of Maryland. You get a lot of hits on their website. They'll know that somebody is looking to see what they do. And they have all these other different type of dirigibles and balloons and stuff they use for surveillance. So we're going to use the King Kong, the Superman, and the Godzilla balloons that the car dealership uses. That's what we're going to use, right? We're going to have them on the steel cable and have them ready on the quick boosh, inflate, put them up, and you're in the valley in between the trees, and you crisscross them. And so you do that right before the helicopters come to kill you, you know, or the Global Hawks or whatever it is. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a wild weasel thing. It's already becoming wild weasel, and it's so much, and we're getting hit from so many spots, so many things, and the TV's going la, 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 la. And you just want to hold your ears. Do you want to turn it over to, I don't know, Main Cabin Masters or something like that and watch it for a while? That's on the Magnolia Channel, Chip and JoJo, you know. But anyway, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. The best thing I can tell you to do is to rapidly and methodically prepare to get preparations to protect you and your family, where you have food, water purification, like the Black Berkey filters and Berkey filtration systems. Most of those filters, those Black Berkeys, will generally screw into other types you might have, like a Pure or an Aqua Rain. You'd have to check it, but usually they will screw into that. You need those, and you also need portable, you know, like a Katadyn Combi or something like that, or some of the different Pures, there's different types. But you got to have water, and you got to have water storage containers. Small ones that you can grab, one in each hand, and carry it, put it in your truck or your car, back of your car, those are the best ones. Or if you had to only carry one, each person could carry one of them, and on the one hand, and have a rifle in the other as you run down the street away from your home when you start to bug out. So, these loony balloons, we got another second one up now. And I don't know what it's doing. We'll have to see where it goes. But the best thing I can tell you from an opinions, allegedly opinions, in a satire play allegedly, opinions in a satire play. That Red China Joe's crew at the top is assisting the Red Chinese, utilizing allegedly in a satire play, you see, the very single balloons that DARPA has created through Raven Aerostar, allegedly. We used to call them the Google balloons. And incidentally, everywhere Google is putting in their wire service, drilling holes in everybody's front yards in every town around here to get their new Google service. And I guess the Red Chinese will use Google to control your household. You'll have to hook up to get your water ration and your rice ration. Okay? And if you don't do that, you don't play ball, then you are going to be sent to the camps. Then they'll work you a bit, and they'll just probably... Remember when Brother Quayle got the direct information of the guillotines that were being put into camps, and he even had a picture of the one in a camp somewhere in an underground area? This is going to get wild. Lord Jesus told about in Matthew 24, Luke 21, Revelation, but he also told us in Matthew 25, which you should read the parable of the wise and the foolish virgins, about that you need to be prepared for it. Has anybody out there not actually physically gone and gotten like a Dietz lantern or a Petromax lantern or whatever the other brands of them are, and some lamp oil to fill them and to try to multiply out how many hours that little tank will burn times how many hours you want per night of light times 365 days a year? Have you done that calculation? I think a lot of you have. Many of you haven't even thought about it. So get some lamp and lamp oil and some extra wicks, extra globe, you know? So you'll have light in the darkness of night, because I'll tell you, when they pop this country, they're going to pop the EMP. They're going to knock out the power grid, and at the same time, they won't wait a week and then do it. They'll do it at the same time. They're going to pop some of the military bases. Oh, they'll pop, San Diego. Got all a bunch of carriers there. They'll pop, possibly L.A., and then possibly go up and pop the Washington State, go up there and get the base up there for the subs and different stuff. You got stuff, a few things on the Gulf Coast. You probably got Jacksonville, the sub base there. Different ones, Bragg. You'll see different things will get nailed, but not all of them. It'll be just key ones. But with the power grid out, this years ago, the soonest that the power grid could come back up would be 18 months. But in congressional testimony in a hearing, after 12 months without a power grid in the United States, 90% of the population will die. And that matches up pretty doggone good, or similar to the Deagle report, DEAGEL, of what the population of the United States will be in 2025, okay? You think you're going to have a presidential election? You're going to get excited about that? You better put your energy at getting you one more can of chunky soup or one more can of Progresso soup or some more Mountain House or Wise or whatever it might be, Alpenair, all the different brands of stuff for Patriots, whatever it is, emergency essentials. The old days, there used to be, frugal squirrels or something, but I don't know about that now. But anyway, you'd better get you some food. You'd also better get, and I've heard some people, God bless you for going ahead and acting on it, because apparently it is the case that you're going to not be able to get any kind of fish tank antibiotics for fish or even ivermectin horse paste probably after June 1 without a prescription from a veterinarian. So I would suggest it before that you probably go to Fishmox, Fishflex, or any other site and to get the, I remember some of the ones that people have gotten that I've got have been like made by a company called Thomas Labs or something like that. But if whoever makes it now, it may not be made by them now, but whoever makes it, while they can still get it, you might want to get 500 milligram amoxicillin. Your fish might need that. 100 tablets, 100 capsules to a thing. You might want to get cephalexin, fish cephalexin. You might want to get doxycycline for fish, all right? There's all kinds of different ones up there. Fishmox, Fishflex. You better order it if you can get it. And then Amazon used to have the ivermectin on it. I remember ordering some ivermectin a while back. And it's the horse paste. You do it by body weight. And that's still a lot of people. I know somebody found out if they saw an Epoch Times article about it helping cancer, some cancers, ivermectin doing that. They went to their doctor and said, well, how come you never told me about this ivermectin, which helps for cancer? Well, we've heard that, but we just don't tell our people about that too much. Well, somebody, lo and behold, orders them a bunch of it, and they're starting to take that to help with their cancer. But that, you see, is their business, and they checked with their physician. And that's what you need to do. You need to do your research and all of that. But if you ever want any of it, you better get it now before you. Otherwise, you better have a veterinarian in the family, you know? Oh, man. It's just going wild weasel, isn't it? And then now they're trying to say that when you take money out of your bank, some banks are asking, we need to know the reason why you're withdrawing your money from the bank or you're withdrawing this money from your bank. They don't say your money. They say because they consider the money to be their money because it's in their possession and that you've loaned it to them, you see. Oh, man. We got all kind of jets in the Black Sea. We got all kind of stuff. World War III could get ready to roll, you know. Zelensky talked about who they got on their hit list, Putin and different Zuvarov and different people and all the different things. And, you know, now we're talking about giving them F-16s. And now, isn't it interesting that Biden retired pink jockstrap General Milley as joint chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And then they've got General C.Q. Brown of the Air Force. Well, C.Q. flew F-16s. Isn't that interesting? He also was in charge of the air war against ISIS. So he might be a good guy. He actually might be somebody pretty good. But Biden don't care about any of that. Biden's using him. He thinks for his reelection, and he also thinks so that he can continue the military on this path of not war fighting, but the path of, caring about the woke. Now, I'm not saying that General C.Q. Brown is that way necessarily, although he did speak up during the time of the 2021, in that era, after the Minneapolis idiot police killed the guy. And I still think if you go and find out who the drug lord for that whole area is, who was probably somebody who might be involved with the Colombian nightclub, who George Floyd and also the one head cop involved in the thing that allegedly killed him, that he was ordered to kill him by whoever was there because this guy was causing trouble and maybe making trouble for and threatening to talk about whoever the drug lord was. I still think there's stuff that could be investigated there, but I'm not going to Minneapolis to do it. So So now they've got C.Q. Brown. And I don't know what he's going to do or what Biden thinks he's going to do, but I think they're going to go to nuclear war. And now they're talking about putting B-61 nuclear weapons on F-16s, giving them allegedly to the Ukraine to use against Russia. I'm going to tell you what, you better get prepared. You know that there are Crescent Carney, C-R-E-S-S-O-N-K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, How to Survive Nuclear War. You can download for free a PDF off on, you know, off your search engine. You go up and you say Crescent Carney, C-E-R-E-C-R-E-A-S-S-O-N, Carney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, How to Survive Nuclear War, and there's probably two versions of it. You want the one with the foreword by Dr. Edwin Teller? And I've known a couple people who knew Dr. Teller directly, talked with him several different times. All right? I've known that, people like that. And they're quite interesting people. But you can get that, and you can see how to prepare shelters, and you can... He also tells you how to make your own radiation detector if you want. If you can't afford to get one, you can make one his way. Or sometimes you can order those if you get a source for those. Some people make them up. You can order those. Or you can, you know, get in touch with somebody who's got radiation detectors. All right? But you can also do your thing, your shelter in your basement. You can take a corner of the basement. If you got block walls or something, or if it's in a garage, maybe you got a back corner of your garage, and you can pile up all kind of water barrels. You can pile up your sandbags, or pile up all of the your books from college or high school where you got them in boxes, if you got that kind of stuff. You pile up all your food stores, your long-term storage food, your different things, your ammo crates, all of that. Pile all of that up and surround yourself. Get a 3/4-inch plywood, and if you can angle it from the corner of the wall, you know, angle it down and then make sure you get it attached so it don't fall. Then sometimes you could put like a 2x6 or 2x10 on the bottom and one on the sides, and you could actually stack bricks up along that to put some stuff over your head. You can do that, and you can see different plans. Look up plans for fallout shelters or expedient shelters for nuclear war, that kind of stuff, and how to stop the various amounts of radiation, you know, the different factors that are involved in that. You know, you need usually like 3 feet of dirt and 2 foot of concrete, you know, 1 foot of steel, or, you know, a foot of whatever it is. But you can do all kind of stuff that you can make a little something in a corner and prepare. If you got a basement, you can do all kind of stuff. You can also, if you have different things, and I always put in the basement just in case, I store a pickaxe and shovel and you know, and a sledgehammer down there. If you had to go through the brick or the block, you could at least try to get out, dig your way out, couldn't you? But ladies and gentlemen, those are the kind of questions and things you need to be thinking about. At the same time, take 15 or 20 minutes out of an evening or a half an hour and take your kids or take yourself down to the Dairy Queen and get you a hot fudge sundae or something like that. You've got to work a little bit of that in. Otherwise, you'll go stark raving goofball mad, you know? Ah, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. Brother Steve Quayle. Oh, I just got this here. Russia has just created a deal with Belarus to install tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. Okay, well, there you are. You'd better find out about different things. Another good book, Holly Dale's, you know, Dare to Prepare. Another good book, No Such Thing as Doomsday by Philip Hoag, H-O-A-G. That's real good. Yeah, that explained to me a lot about radiation and the half-lives and all the different protection factors, all the different stuff. And you'd better get you the books, not have it online. Try to get a book or print the book off, print the PDF off. Go get a ream of paper or two if you have to, and print it all off. Keep it in a plastic container, bag, you know, waterproof, so that you've got something to help you in the future. That's another thing. Sometimes you don't, if you've got all your preps in the world, you have, and you've got, you know, all kind of food, 1,000 rounds of ammunition, you got, you know, 500, 600, 1,000 gallons of water stored. Why do I say that? Because if you have long-term storage food, look and see how much it requires to for you to take the freeze-dried or the dehydrated food and reconstitute it. You're going to need water for that. You're going to need water for drinking, water for bathing, water for washing off the possibility of radioactivity, washing off the possibility out in the kiddie pool somewhere, you know, of getting rid of the bio juice or dust or whatever you got, you're bringing in from inside. You need to think about this stuff, ladies and gentlemen, if you possibly can. You need to think about it, because that is much better than worrying about who, what percentage this one's got or what percentage that one's got, because all they're trying to do is to keep you busy about stuff that's going on. It's getting wild. Steve Quayle's at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840 or stevequayle.com. And click on the contact. You can contact him by email and all of that. But if you get Steve, or if you get Daryl, his capable manager, if you get Tyler, Steve's son, or anybody else, you tell them Old Hawk sent you. And get you some gold, get you some silver. Get some of Steve's books. Sign up for his private briefing. And then, you know, all of the drought stuff has come to true, the mega drought things. We've lost a whole bunch. A large portion of the wheat crop is going to be abandoned. In Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, a large portion is going to be abandoned. They're not going to even do anything with it because it didn't grow, you see. The winter wheat, which normally would be starting to be harvested in, you know, June, July, you see. And then up and down the line, depending on from the warmer climate up to up and through Canada, through the grain belt. Oh, boy. It's still a good time to get some gold because they've lowered the price down so the big boys could buy. But the physical gold and the physical silver is starting to get a little harder to get. But Brother Quayle will have it for you. And then I'll tell you, if you like to keep Old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do, believe me, anything is most needed and wanted. And it can be sent to, you know, Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, platinum, whatever it is, or a check should be sent to Hawk, H-A-W-K. And that is at 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Also, the Nunamakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R. And Lord Jesus, will you go to the Nunamakers? Will you also provide them medical miracles as are needed by them? Medical miracles for Dave and Debbie Nunamaker. But they have the Indochina Bible Project. Nunamaker, Indochina Bibles Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania. That's with a Y, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N. Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. May our Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000 fold as well. And the Nunamakers are so appreciative in their people. They're still able to get the money, and they print up Bibles and songbooks in the dialects of the Montagnard, each Montagnard village, which has usually a different sort of different language. That's the mountain people of Indochina, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, the Shan states of China, and Burma or Myanmar, that whole area right there. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Nunamakers have been doing this for over 50 years, and God bless them, they're still able to get it. They had to move to the United States to get out of the where they had been living in France and different places, and it's hard for them to travel, but they still have their network and their operatives of the preachers who are still saving souls and turning people to Jesus and giving them, for the first time, a Bible they can read in their own dialect. Let me say it one more time. Nunamaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Ah, yes, ladies and gentlemen. It looks like the deal has been signed, as I said, to deploy tactical nukes. According, I believe Hal Turner is reporting this. Russia and Belarus signed a deal Thursday, formalizing the deployment of Moscow's tactical nuclear weapons on the territories of its ally, although control of weapons remains in the Kremlin. Vladimir Putin announced the deployment of shorter-range weapons in Belarus earlier this year in a move to widely seen as a warning to the West as it stepped up military support for the Ukraine. When the weapons would be deployed wasn't announced, but Putin had said the construction of storage facilities in Belarus for them would be completed by July 1. That means they're already there, okay? That means they're already there. The context of extremely sharp escalation of threats on the western borders of Russia and Belarus, a decision was made to take countermeasures in the military nuclear sphere. Speaking in Moscow, Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko said the movement of the nuclear weapons has begun. See, they're already there. There you go. He confirms it. So here's something here. Let's see. Somebody sent me something here. 20 foods that will double in price this summer. Okay. You need to get foods while you still can. All right. You need to get foods while you still can. There's going to be a wheat shortage. There is a rice shortage on the planet already. There is an olive oil shortage. Are you hearing me? There's all kind of stuff that you need to do. One quarter of Canadians back lethal injections for the poor and homeless. So 25% of the Canadians say that they want the government to take a lethal injection, a killing injection, and give it to the poor and the homeless to kill them. Well, what's that sound like? You know, I guess the Nazi world is a loving thing to do. Of course, when you have a prime minister whose alleged daddy is really Fidel Castro, who his mama took a liking to whenever her husband was chasing the young bimbos, she stayed down in Cuba, which is where all the Canadians used to go to get on the beach because it was cheap, and they didn't have any prohibition of going down there. And in all the middle of all of this, the possible nuclear war and all of the different things, then you got Joe Biden is going to Camp David and Rehoboth Beach in his lovely Delaware to spend a wonderful weekend while you're worrying about whether you're going to get a Social Security check next month or a disability check or a VA check or whatever it is you get from the government. Or that your Medicare bill would be paid, you know, well, your hospital bill would be taken care of or whatever without them dunning you. And while you still got inflation going out the woo wazoo, when they could start right now this president right now could say, look, I think we made a mistake. Let's drill, baby, drill, and let's get that pipeline coming back down here from Canada, go to the Gulf of Mexico and go to the refineries and refine all the stuff. Instead, that might bring the gas price down, and then they need to refuel. We're going to go to war. You better have that strategic fuel reserve that you just already sold there, Red China Joe. You sold all that gasoline to the Red Chinese. It's no longer about logic or high school or 1963 or 1972 or 1982, whatever you think is the normal time period. But a lot of young people have never even seen a bad economic year ever in their lifetime, because it's been pretty doggone good since at least 2008. And before that, it was good. Now, let's see this one. I'll tell you what, they're getting ready to release all kinds of poisons. This in Australia. Kids are treated after suffering reactions from an unknown substance found in lunches. Aha. Now, did you see where the guy with the Nazi flag and the U-Haul truck or the rent-a-truck, whatever it was, whatever brand the rent-a-truck was, who then bumps the gates at the White House, okay? Then they arrest him. They try to say maybe he's a Nazi white supremacist. But then it turns out maybe he's a Muslim, or maybe he's this, or maybe he's that. All right? And then you got the guy going to the daycare school. What was his name? Sandow or whatever. And he's got an AK-47 and a pistol. He goes to, wants to go to use the bathroom at a daycare school. Don't go into there, Luciferian, knifed out of fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your home, your business, your farm, your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high-tech weapons. Now that the Bilderberg and all the people have decided what to do and when it's going to happen, strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Strike blows against those who support Lucifer and those who are against the constitutional American people. You know? Strike blows against them. You've got your spacecraft yourself that you took off with. Bending Arranger, I know you're ready. Look for Lieutenant Tanna. Mickey LaPua, you're the best by test on the 338 and hand-to-hand in about five different martial arts. You're the best I know of. Road and track, Little L. Why don't you run around the backyard tonight, do some extra workout, and then hit your studies hard. I know it's the end of the year, but find you a good book. Maybe your daddy will show you some electrical experiments, how to make electric.